and the preacher that you've had. Woo! My Lord.
Amen. We got talking about Stony tonight.
He's talking about stinking baloney, and I'm making bits. I see these preachers help me so good. I say, Lord, I can never.
Come on.
But God, here I am.
Yeah. Thank God for Brother Stone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's the same Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Same God.
Yes, sir.
There's a devil out there that wants every one of us.
Come on.
And he'll stop at nothing to get you out there.
Come on, brother.
You want to read with me? Turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
Come on, my brother. Woo, bless my God.
It's hard to follow a revival like Brother Bobby said. Help Brother Carter, I'll break this bread.
Yes.
We can do what we need to with it.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God's precious, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is our love letter from the Lord. Every word in this was inspired by God. If it's not, then we're in the wrong business.
Come on, Brother Stone.
But you know how I know it's not? Because it didn't just say, come down to the altar and give your heart to God. When I did, I felt something. Then I knew for sure that what I was feeling inside, the same thing that was written down, I said, that's alive. It's real. It's speaking to me. And it saved my soul. I'm glad for the blood of Jesus Christ. The Word of God says in 2 Kings chapter 6, in verse 8, we'll start in verse 8. The Word of God says, then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp.
Yes.
And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down.
Right.
And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of our servants says, none, my lord, O king. But Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber.
Yes!
And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore he sent hither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And a servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Yes.
And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open the eyes, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful scriptures. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in respect to this precious word.
Praise God.
The Lord's laid us a little thought here on our heart here. We want to deliver. Brother Bobby, I don't know. I've not come this close after a revival when I know that people's been fed and been strong and wanted to preach and try to help somebody, when you know you're already on the mountaintop.
On,
you're already up there, no doubt with the strength that was given, but we got to do our part.
Yes.
And the Lord's laid on our heart, Brother Bobby, that we need to stay connected to the Lord. We need to stay connected to our God. There is a devil that was in this story right here, as we know. And Bible readers, this is familiar. This is one we go back and just because we like it, Sister Jess. It's wonderful to hear how God can just take and open the eyes, and all the enemy around them seem like they're all about. But then when God just touches one man, he looks around and says, hey, it's not really as bad as it looked. So we go back here and we preach this, but I want to preach this for a minute a little different than what I'm normally preaching out of here, about being staying connected with the Lord. The enemy right here was the king of Syria and the Syrian army. And we understand they were coming against God's anointed, God's precious people,
right.
God's chosen, Brother Bobby, God's chosen people. And the king of Syria was warring against Israel, wanting to destroy Israel, wanting to destroy the chosen people of God. Are you saved tonight? Everybody here that is saved, you're chosen of God. We're special people to God. God sent His Son. For God so loved you that He sent His only Son that they were singing here so wonderfully about. And since He sent His Son and showed us He would hold nothing back, then you know good and well that we're special to the Lord. And because we're special, because we're saved, we got the same enemy that's after us today.
Yes.
Do you know that the same enemy that sicked the Syrian army on them was the same army that today was sicking the armies of evil against you? Now, they could see their army, and we understand that. I don't want to be too elementary, but I want to be too. I want you to understand what I'm saying, because I feel the Lord to tell us here. We got to stay connected to the Lord, is what I want to preach here. Right there, the king of Syria went about, Brother Bobby, that we just read there, and he tried different ways in different places to set a snare for God's people, for God's children. Who's that sound like to you? A roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour? Does that sound like somebody that you know? He was alive back then, for in the first pages of this book, in the first book, we read of the enemy coming after mankind to get back at God, to destroy what was precious to God. And he's still today trying to destroy what's precious to God. And it's the same enemy and the same God, and we're just different people, but we're still chosen of God. And the only thing that we can do is serve God with all of our heart and stay connected to Him as they did here. This king of Syria, the enemy, the adversary here, tried several ways, several different avenues to set up a snare against them. And as it didn't work the first time, we read it said, saved himself there not once nor twice. It was more than two times that the enemy had set up a snare to try to destroy the chosen of God.
Yes.
I know sometimes in a daytime we face three or four or five different, it seems like we do. You know what I'm saying? But the enemy's after our soul. This enemy was after them. This enemy wanted to destroy them. And it seemed like as we went down through there and read there, that every time he did, Brother Bobby, something happened. He somehow or another, something happened there because he would set up a snare and God's people knew about it.
Yeah. Every time.
Every time he'd go to tear God's people down, they knew what was going on. You ever heard that scripture? The Word of God says He would not have us ignorant of the devil's devices?
Yes.
That's so familiar to you. Right here, there was something going on. The enemy from day one to the end of time, until the very last minute, until he's cast into that pit, will be out to destroy every single one that's covered by the blood. If you're not covered by the blood, he already has you. Amen. But when we're covered, there's something chosen, special about us, and the enemy's after our soul. I know everybody probably here is saved. As far as I know, everybody's in here is saved, and you're special to God. The enemy don't want them any more than he wants us.
Right.
He wants your soul.
He does.
Something that the enemy seen right there, Bobby, every time that he would try to go at them, was that they found out. So he said, something is going on. I got to figure out why it is, Brother Bobby. The enemy was trying to get to him. He couldn't several times. We'll say it like that. And every time that he did, and he failed. And he began to look and inquire of his people. And he said, something's going on. Who's telling them what's going on? Who's a spy? He got something going on here. And it come back. The answer was, and we read it there in the Word of God. And one of them says, none, my Lord. None, King. There ain't none of us trading on you. They ain't none of betrayers. What it is, see, they got somebody inside that camp. They got somebody in the chosen in there. But they got someone on the inside that knows what's going on the outside.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody on the inside knows what I'm saying in my secret bedchambers. Somebody knows everything about me. Well, then there ain't no way that I can get to them. The only way you can see his mind turning, can't you, as you read them scriptures there? The only way that I can destroy the chosen of God is to make sure, Brother Bobby, that I stop the mouth of God.
Come on.
I have to stop God's communication to God's people.
Yes.
Does that sound like anybody you know still?
Come on.
Right here, they had a great problem. I can't touch God's chosen. I can't snare God's chosen. I cannot get to them what's wrong. This is old-fashioned preaching, ain't it? Amen. I can't get them. I cannot touch God's anointed. I cannot touch God's children. I can't get to them. Why is it? Because they're connected and they have a communication between them and the Almighty God. Amen. I'm telling you, I've got a communication between me and the Almighty God. And you know what His name is? The Holy Ghost. Amen. I've got the Spirit of God inside of me that talks to my God. It's not that much different than us, really, is it? I'm going to destroy them, but I have to first stop them knowing how I'm going to trip them up. So the enemy sets the snares and they don't work, and he says, I've got to go after him. The Word of God said there in verse 12, and one of the servants said, none, but he knows what you're saying in your bedchamber.
Yes.
And he said, and that made him sore vexed in his soul. And the enemy said to this man right here, said, go find where he is. I want to go fetch him, that I may go fetch him. Find out where he's at, because there is no sense in me trying to destroy him of them. It's no sense in me trying to pursue them until I shut God's mouth on the inside. Amen. Now, I want to get there just in a minute. You just bear with me. Amen. But it seemed like right there, as I read that, God was speaking to my heart, that there was a voice. God's voice working inside that camp, to and from, and communicating and interceding with God. And that is the only thing that saved them there. And that king was smart enough that, you know, the adversary of your soul, he's a smart. I'm not going to lift him up. But he's smart. He knows the tricks, Brother Poppy. He's been at it for several thousand years. And we know of it. And we have record of it. And many have fallen. We're not above falling. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall. We are not above falling. I know everybody said, raise a hand, you're saved. But there's an enemy out there. There's an enemy that wants our soul. And what happened right here today is still true today. The enemy, if he can just stop our communication with our God, then he has us where he wants us.
Come on.
If we stop praying to our God, the enemy will have us. Set a snare over there. I'm praying.
Right.
You know, you cannot backslide, Brother Bobby. I do not believe the Word of God would, I believe the Word of God backs it up that you cannot backslide and walk away from God if you are every day, several times a day, if you're seeking God with all of your heart, you're praying every single day, and you're like this with the Lord. He is going to lead us. He's not He's not going to send us the wrong direction.
No.
We're to be, it's not the good steps of a righteous man ordered by the Lord, a good man ordered by the Lord. Then if I'm following the Lord, there's only one way to follow God, and that's to hear what He says. Amen. So I must stay in communication with Him to understand what He wants before I can do it. I can't do what He wants unless I know what He wants. So I must stay connected. And He said right there, He said, we've got to go get Him. I want to find out where He's at. I want to go fetch Him. That word there meaning to get control over. The devil wants control over them there, and want to control over that voice box of heaven inside the chosen. And he wants to get a voice box, our voice box, inside this chosen. Amen. To stop us from communicating with our God. Now, you've been in revival, and probably you've been praying doubly so, probably. Amen, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're not praying in the daily, if you're not praying daily, you won't stay in this way. I've seen it happen, amen. Do you know there was a request turned in right here tonight from somebody in this church, and said something about an individual that's laying somewhere right now needing a touch from God. A young man that prophesied at one time. A young man that spoke the words that God said one time. And right now tonight, with children somewhere else, he's laying in ICU waiting for his vessels to bust open. Amen. And you know what was said later on after he backslid on the Lord? Somewhere, somehow, it was said to some of the family there, and said, well, you know how the Lord used me back then, and I really didn't pray that much.
My. Listen.
You know what happened to that brother? He wasn't praying that much. Yes, God will use you. Yes, you can have bad days. Yes, I can have bad days. There's days that I don't pray till I pray. There's days I just talk to God. I try to communicate. Hey, but that happens, don't it? But when I fail to pray, I'm able to wind up as one of those statistics out there. I'm able to wind up like that brother saying, yes, God used me. Yes, God touched me. But now, because I didn't pray that much, now I'm not with them, amen. I've had people close to me. I've had people teaching me and preaching to me, Brother Poppy, just like you have. And they ain't here no more because they lived down on their prayer life. The enemy got inside. They couldn't stop them on this side. They couldn't stop them to tempt them there. They couldn't make them want to go steal. They couldn't make them want to go backbite the brother. Or they couldn't make them want to just fall out of holiness. But they got inside of their life somewhere. And they got down inside and made them so busy, Brother Poppy, that they could not pray to their God. And they began to be overwhelmed. And then they got weak. And then they fell.
Come on, son.
Let me just submit something here. I hope I'm not breaking the wisdom of God to say this. Brother Bobby, there was a time here in my since I've been saved that I let down on my praying.
Sure.
I was driving 6 hours every church night during the week. I'd drive 6 hours to go to work and then drive directly to church and drive back home. And it seemed like it was to bother me. It seemed like, well, Lord, you know, Lord, that I'm already putting in, Brother Bobby. This is how the enemy was trying to do me. I'm here by the grace of God, not because I'm good. I'm by the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ is why I'm standing here. It's not because of me. But there was a time, and I was driving 6 hours on church night, and 3 hours if you just went to church and back, at least 3 hours. And a kid squalling in the background because he didn't like the car seat, Brother Bobby. And I began to let up on my prayer, and I had the little theory that the enemy put in my soul and said, well, you are dedicating quite a bit of your time to the Lord. Yes.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something, and Brother Bobby can correct me if I'm wrong or stop me ever how. You can come to church every single night.
Yes, sir.
You can go every single meeting and homecoming that they have everywhere that there is.
Right.
And you can go right to hell.
Sure you can.
But you can pray every single day. And then sometimes things might happen and you don't get the good attendance award. But if you're talking to your God, I'm telling somebody because I feel it in my soul about 10 o'clock this morning. I wanted to preach on faith tonight. I really did because I know we need our faith built up. And I've been asking the Lord. But about 10 o'clock today at work, I had a chance to shut my equipment off in there that was going off. And I found me a little place to pray. And God began to deal with my heart. We need to pray. We're getting disconnected if we're not careful. I love you and I don't want to say nothing negative, but if you're not careful, the enemy will slip something in and it won't be a big sin. He just went right here. Do you realize right here he shut down everything else? The enemy shut down looking after Israel. Did you read that? They was looking, did he not come after Israel in a king of Syria warred against Israel, right? The king of Syria was after God's chosen.
Come on, son.
That's right, that's the word. And then by the verse 13 he said, let me refocus. I'm not going to just take them all out. I got to shut him up. The enemy of our soul, if they can't snare us one way, he's got a guaranteed win. If he can disconnect us to the Almighty God. If he can stop us from seeking the Lord. Probably everybody. I got in trouble one time. I said, I know there's retired people in the congregation. Anyway... And I said, well, how many of us pray an hour a day? And I got embarrassed. And I felt sad to my soul. Because I knew that sister and brother and whoever so-and-so would lift up their hands. I just knew it, Brother Bobby. They're one of the icons in they're in the church. And you know what I'm saying? They're one of those that you say, I know they pray. I know they pray. But nobody lifted up a hand in the church. And I said, no. In this day and hour, nobody prays an hour a day. I'm not telling you it's just 60 minutes. It's the fervency of your prayer, Brother Bobby. But if we're not getting serious about seeking God and getting connected to God and holding close to Him, we're going to fail surely, brother. We're going to fall away. He'll destroy us if He can't find something to draw you away. If He can't find something to take you the other direction, He'll stop your communication to your God. If he had tried another 100 times, I'm made to believe by the word here, he never would have got to the children of Israel if he'd have done that. He first had to try to take out that mouthpiece of God. He had to take that intercessor between God and those children right there. How many of you got the intercessor on the inside? Do you know that the Holy Ghost is an intercessor? Over in Romans chapter 26, or chapter 8 and verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit, this is the Word of God. This is God's precious settled Word, forever settled in heaven. And if you're going there, you'll go by this Word or you will not go. You'll go by the blood of the Son of God or you won't go. You'll go by what's inspired or we won't go. And that inspired Word, forever settled, says, amen. And I'm sure glad, because that'd be a lost cause, Brother Bobby, if it wasn't for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't even know how to pray. Amen. The Word of God says that I didn't. He said, but we know not what we ought, as we ought to pray. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. The Spirit of the Almighty God, through the purchasing of you by His precious Son, connects you to Him by the Spirit. Amen. You can't talk to God. You can't worship Him unless it's in spirit and truth.
That's it.
We're born of the Spirit, are we not?
Yes.
And the blood.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God says, and He searcheth the hearts. The Spirit of God, the intercessor of my soul, the communicator from me to my God, amen. He says, and He searcheth the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. God knows what the Spirit's mind is.
Yes.
Because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad, say, there's sometimes you've been there, Brother Bobby. I know you've testified before that you was in. Remember, I don't know if you remember exactly, I have it right or not. When little Jesse was even littler, Jesse, and way back, I don't know how, but she's playing a piano or keyboard in there. And you was facing it, and I don't even remember what it was, but I remember being in church with you. And you come in testifying something along these lines. I was in there praying, and I was sorrowful, and I was just under the burden. And then I heard, because I was seeking God. Amen. Remember that? And he said, then I heard my little baby on the other side of the wall saying, God will make a way somehow. Oh my God, I'll make a way somehow. Hey, he didn't know how. He didn't know what. But God knew. Touch that little baby. Anoint her lips and He'll tell him. It'll be alright, Brother Bobby. It's okay. It'll all work out. And that was enough fire to say, don't you give up. Don't you go there. I don't know what he was doing. Not giving up. But don't you fall. Don't you fail. It's alright. I'll make a way. You know what would have happened if he'd been out there in the yard fixing on the tractor and saying, ain't no use? He wouldn't have heard God speaking through Sister Jessie.
Yeah, yeah.
But God wanted to anoint that young girl and touch her and tell him something because he was asking God. I don't know how. I can't, God. You might remember the minute. I don't, but I know you said he's going through it. But God made a way. This right here, this scripture, I'm trying to be quiet. I didn't know what time I failed to look at every time. Just about. And he sent horses and chariots and a great host. Well, my. They stopped searching and tried to war against all Israel. They wasn't trying to take the whole body of God down. All they wanted was to shut God's mouth on the inside, which was one anointed man of God, and they sent half the army. What was it? Why was that? I studied that today. I began to read it. I began to look at those words, and I began to say, the devil knew it's serious business. I'm not going to take them down unless I shut his mouth, unless I break their communication, unless I disconnect them from their God. I'll never get them. So he took his resources, Brother Bobby, and he said, I've got to take it out. I've got to take out that connection. Give me the horses, boys. Put your riders on them. Get your chariots and get a great host. Just for one man. Must have been a pretty important man, wouldn't you say? Now, he already had wind because of Naaman and other things in the past. He knew there was a man of God somewhere.
Sure.
And he knew that now he knew that voice is inside the camp I've got to go take him down. Find out where he is. I want control over that mouth. Fetch him. Get him. I'll send you think the devil. Don't you think for a minute that the enemy's going to stop because you... I felt a great victory before, Brother Carter. I've overcome some things down the, you know, as we grow in the Lord.
Sure.
It feels good when you finally say, devil, you'll never get me on that. You got me once, never again, big boy. I'm with God, and God's with me, and I'm wise to your old tricks, enemy. And don't it feel good? You ever been there, anybody? Amen. Amen. And it feels good, amen, to be able to whoop. Can you imagine their situation? Can you imagine them sitting there? I can't get them. I can't get them. I can't get them. They're talking to God. I got to send everything I can because I have to take him out. I'll not conquer them. You will not be conquered. I said something preaching here about prayer here a while back. Never thought about it till I was preaching. You cannot fall on your knees.
No.
You can't fall flat on your face on your knees.
No.
There's a song I heard years ago. I don't even remember what it was actually called, but it's talking about fighting on my knees. I'm a fighting the enemy. I'm working this work. I'm doing what I'm doing on my knees. The enemy, if he can't do anything else to you, if he can't discourage you because the brother's talking about you, if he can't make you not feel anointed to preach and get up and flop every time, if he can't work something else out to stop us, whatever it might be, if he can distract us, amen. Two times since I've been preaching right here, this scripture's come to me. So I'm just going to kind of, I'm not changing gears all the way. God knows what we need. But in Luke chapter 8 and verse 7, I believe, if the Holy Ghost leading me here, Luke in chapter 8 and verse 7 of the Word of God talks about the seeds being sowed, Brother Bobby. It said that the seeds was sowed, and some fell among stony ground, some fell among this ground and that, and some fell among the thorns, amen. Some of those seed fell among the thorns, and I read that here a while back sometime, and Brother Bobby, I found out something and it stuck out to me, that that's the only one of them seeds that fell up. What fell on the ground was something else growing with it. Some fell among the rocks.
Right.
Some had no root and withered.
Right.
But that one, in Luke chapter 8 and verse 7, grew up, and the thorns grew up with it. What? Grew up with what? With the Word of God.
Yeah.
The good and the bad grew up together.
Grew up together.
Chapter 8 and verse 14, seven verses later, it tells you what those thorns are. Lord, prick my heart, Brother Bobby. The cares and the pleasures
choked it out.
And the riches.
Woo.
It didn't say adulteries.
Come on, son.
And murders.
No.
And revelings. It said the cares.
Cares of life.
Choked out the word.
Choked out the word.
Choked out God's good. Just, it's not sin. If it stops you from praying, I don't care if it's your wife, your husband,
listen,
your job.
Listen,
it don't matter, church.
It'll choke out the word.
There's an enemy that's not playing games for your soul.
Brother Stoney.
There's an enemy that wants every single spell. If I can say that now, I don't mean to be mean, but especially you young people, especially those of you that are serving the Lord and trying, the enemy will, he don't want you to get good and grounded in this and stay here for very long. He's after your souls. And if he can let those cares and those pleasures and the money get in the way of you praying and talking to your God and the word settling in your soul, he'll get it in the way. And none of it is sin by itself. But when we let it come between us, Brother Carter, and our God, and our devotion to our God, but then we're going to come short. And you can ask any backslider. You can ask them all, what happened? I just quit praying. I just got slow on my praying. And you can shout all night long. That's not your strength. You can dance and you can sing all night. That's not your strength. Your help, my help, comes from above.
Amen.
We want strong. We got to hook up with the one that gives us the strength, don't we? The devil thought it was serious right there. Send all that I got. Send the horses and the chariots. Just one man. but shut him up. Because I'll never touch him if you don't shut him up. The devil's looking at you and saying, if you can just shut him up, if you can give him some overtime, if you can give him another date, if you can give him another minute of fun, if whatever it might take, just so you can stop him from talking. Because when they quit talking, they're going to quit walking. Amen. They're not going to make it. Hey, you can't stay connected to God without praying. We must pray. Amen. Brother Blake, you work 7 days a week, and your father-in-law was bragging on you. And I believe you're as good a man. I'd let you pray for me if I needed healing tonight. Sure would, and I'll confidence you. And I don't believe that right now that the enemy, I'm not picking on you. I hope I don't want to be offensive to nobody. Amen. I don't want to be offensive. I don't mean that bad. But as long as you can do that and you keep praying, as long as you put prayer first, all right. Make enough money. Provide for your family. That's the word. That's the cares. That's all right. But whenever it comes time, then you can't fall on your knees before God, before the time that you go to work or whatever time, when it gets past that point and you say, well, Lord, I've got revival. I just can't pray. I'm just going to go. Don't. Brother Bobby, I'm going to tell you something. If this is my church, I would tell you flat out, if you've gotten tired through revival and you're going to wreck on home, if you've got to substitute one thing, just don't come, but pray. I would rather you not come to my church and just come and be faithful, but not pray. Because they that don't pray will not stay. You won't stay with God. I found myself, I was going to say that a little bit ago, Brother Bobby, I got slacking in my prayer. And then I got to missing the service. It's all right. God understands, the devil said. I know now it was the devil. You just don't look at things like that always. You don't realize it because it's so subtle and easy just to draw us away. Just to get us away from our devotion to God. I began to work. And then I got into debt and had to work. And before you know it, I was going to church just kind of when I wanted to, Brother Bobby. Not nearly enough. When I wanted to, should have been every single service, but I was so tired.
Right.
And I was so overtime. I worked every weekend for 2.5 years, every single weekend. And I worked night shift, and I wasn't sleeping in the day. I'd go 2 or 3 days on 1 or 2 hours sleep. I couldn't hardly handle it. And I was trying to provide for my family. That's what the Word of God told me to do, says the enemy. But I found myself, Brother Bobby, I feel myself loose looking for time to find myself a place to pray. And then it was, well, I'll pray when I get home. No, you won't. Because the devil's got something else out here. And before you know it, I was trying to compromise just a little bit, Brother Bobby. You say, I'm beyond that. The preachers and the pastors ain't beyond it. Nobody is, amen. I feel like a terrorist. Don't you disconnect with God. Stay connected to your God. If you don't, you'll surely die.
Amen.
You'll surely be overcome.
Amen.
We'll surely fail. When you fail, and when you get rid of anything, you know, if you're gonna find time to do one thing, Brother Bobby, pray.
Yes, sir.
Don't let up on anything else.
Yes, sir.
The servant goes on down and begins to ask that intercessor, alas, my master, we're surrounded. We can't handle it. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? And that intercessor right there told him, fear not.
Fear not.
Well, it's easy for you to say, look, we're looking through our eyes sometime, aren't we? I don't have the time. I don't have the ability. I can't afford to go to church every night. I can't. Hey, be careful. I don't mean to be funny at all. I want to be serious with you for a little bit. God laid it on my heart. I hope it goes to whoever needs it. Bless them. Amen. You better stay connected. I better stay connected. I was in a battle one time. You know how the sweetness of the Lord comes by. Just in your time of need.
Yes, sir.
I was connected to God.
It
wasn't when I was slacking on my prayer. Do you know when you slack on your prayer, the next time it's easier to slack?
Come on.
You know what that means when they say a snowball effect?
Yes, sir.
When you let up one prayer, the next one's a little easier.
Right.
The next one's easier. Oh, hush, preacher. We already know you want us to pray. Sit down.
Come on.
I guess I might need to here. I want you to come back tomorrow night, Lord willing.
Come on, Brother Sonny.
And Elisha prayed, said, Lord, Open his eyes.
Let him see.
It's all going to be all right.
Let him see.
The Lord come by my way when I was going through it. A middle-aged Christian. Brother Bobby, I was just pounding my head against the wall, seemed like.
Yes.
My prayer went that far, and then it bounced right back at me. Then it went that far and bounced back at me. Then it went this far, and I just couldn't get it. And I thought, well, Lord, you're not pleased in me anymore. I just don't know. But you know what? I had the sense enough to do by the grace of Almighty God. I still pray. And I prayed one night, and I prayed late into the night. I said, oh God, I didn't feel a good, sweet spirit come. I didn't feel the deliverance come. But I went to church, the next church, I believe it was two nights later, and I walked in. You know what God said to me? Whenever I said, God, I just don't understand. God, come to me, Brother Bobby. The one that created you, the one that created the air that you're breathing, come and spoke to me and said, child, child, you're talking about something that makes you want to jump on the inside. You know what would have happened if I'd have quit praying the night before? If I wouldn't have kept on praying, I'd have been discouraged and I'd have been out there on the drug line right now. I'd have been in the world right now. But God gave me the grace and the wisdom to say, just pray on, soldier. Just pray on, child. And I did, and the next night, he called me child. He didn't have to say nothing else, Brother Bobby. That was revival in my soul. Just pray, amen. It'll pay off to pray. It'll pay to pray, amen.
Yes.
The Lord opened his eyes. In the end, they hear it says, and when they came down, the enemy came to Elisha. Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness. The intercessor, the mouthpiece of God. You got the Holy Ghost inside.
Yes,
if you're not filled up to the running over, there is a Spirit of God inside of you,
yes,
that will direct you to Him.
Yes, sir.
Every
see. Yeah. Yes.
If you're His, it's inside. Amen. That's that Spirit of God to lead us to Him, to get to the overflowing of Him. Amen. You and I'm not teaching anything different. You know what I'm saying? I believe the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I don't want to go crazy. I don't. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And the Holy Ghost inside of us sometimes. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when they're compassed about, when it seems like the enemy's on every side, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Amen. I don't want to beat you. Hey, let's stand. Let me tell you one more thing here. We'll stand. How's that? I'm sorry.
Come on, Brother Son.
World War One. Just an illustration. Pacific Garden. Or Pacific Press newspaper.
Yes.
Just a couple years after World War One, put out an article, and I read it, and it touched my soul. The article said there was a little town after that war, and the revolutionist army or soldiers were coming through this European town, province. And they were coming in to conquer and to take names, to overcome these little provinces, to make their stand. And they come into this one little province, a very small area. But they said, the enemy said when they came into this town, it was, and this is a true story, I can give the dates when I open up here and show you here. But it was right after World War II, a couple of years, and they said one of those that was there had recorded and said that the enemy was coming in, and they were saying the only way that we can really overcome this province, there's more of them than there is of us, soldiers, the revolutionist soldiers, and said the only way that we can overcome them, this group of people, this province, this town, this area, is to take their high people out of commission, take their lawyers out, their political people, and their priests and their preachers, and take those that have any kind of a position in town and execute them, and they'll see we mean business, and we'll have the upper hand, and we will suppress them and overcome them. But first, we got to take those down. We got to take the lawyers. pastors, the doctors, and the preachers, and those in this area. We got to take them and crucify them to make a statement that we are bigger, though we're less in number, or we're bigger than they are. And we mean business, we will overcome them. And there was the word got out that they had a hit list, I'll call it that, for lack of better terms, and they had about 100 people on this list. And they said they had certain spies and people go out and look and say, over here, we got a preacher over there, we got a doctor over here, we got a priest over there. And they begin to write the names and addresses down. And they put them on a paper. They said, this is the ones. Tomorrow go out and you'll start to kill them. You'll execute every one of them on the list. So them soldiers got out and got their list and they were taken. Listen how much like the Lord. Listen here. They begin to go out and they were finding these people out there and they were executing them in front of everyone. And they would execute this one and go to that door. And there was one of them that was a preacher that was connected to God. And one of the preachers somehow that was connected to God got a little bit of a wind that they were coming. Began to look out the window, him and his family there. And as he looked out the window, up the road, up the area there, he could see them coming. And all he knew how to do, well, let's run. No, let's pray. Let's talk to our God who we worship every day. The one that we're connected to. Let's call on Him. Let's talk to the Lord. And he knelt down in front of the window, the article said, and began to look out that way. And as they came, he began to huddle his family around him and pray. And as he prayed, they got closer and he'd look up. And they get closer, and then all of a sudden, from out of what seemed to be nowhere, there was a whirlwind. There was a wind bigger than what them men were that come through. I guess the way it didn't say a tornado, but there was a wind. I know where it came from. It came from God, because it came through that area and it distorted all them men and took the very list of paper and took it away from them. And though they had initially started out to kill about 100, they killed so many. But when it come to the preacher's house, amen, they could not get to him. They didn't know where to go, sister. They was blinded, amen. Amen. They had God come by. He was connected to the Almighty. And he began to say, you've been my God in a good time, and now it's a bad time. And God, I need you to help us right now. And a whirlwind from heaven came through there and took that paper and list away. They didn't know where they was going. Kind of like that story. They was blinded, amen, because God moved in. What would have happened to that little preacher family? What would have happened to them if it had said, let's just run? They would have got them sooner or later. But they knew, if I'm going to defeat the enemy, there's only one chance. There's only one chance. Let's pray. Let's stand. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Let's get the power.
If we don't stay connected, we'll be lost.
Yeah.
The preacher, I haven't prayed, really prayed, every day for a long time. I pray some every day, preacher. I pray. You can only maintain that so long. Everything else better be second. Let's pray.
Come on, sister.
You will never stand the enemy on your own.
Everybody will. Come on.
You'll never make it on your own.
Come on.
You won't resist temptation on your own. You won't make it on your own. Let's talk to the Lord.
People said I'd never make it. They said I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. And though my life was in shambles, until the day you came along, you turned my tears into laughter, and you gave me a brand new song. You gave me guide me. Lord, I burn them to the ground, and I'm still holding on to the best friend I've ever found. Lord, and I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. Touch my soul, and the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. Lord, and I'm still holding on to the best friend I've ever found. I've only likely not to prosper, but left hanging over my head. Oh, you'll never count for nothing. That's what most people say. Oh, and I've been known to be unsettled. I've never stayed around too long. Oh, but you're the treasure I've been searching for. Oh, and Lord, I'm still holding on. Oh, and I'm still holding on. Oh, Lord, I'll never let you go. Touch my soul, and the bridges that behind me, oh Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. Lord, and I'm still holding on to the best friend I've ever found. Oh Lord, and I'm holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. Oh, for you gave me a smile. You touched my heart, you touched my soul. Oh, and the bridges that behind me, Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on to the best friend I've ever found.
good as gold and a silver tooth. Well, if your heart's not pure and true, oh sinner, hear me. Oh, what I say, fall down upon your I'd rather be in a deep heart than to know that I for so unsaved living this world in the house of gold and in all my troubles and lose my soul. Some people still they cheat a lot for the wealth and want that it will buy. And don't they know on the judgment day that gold and silver gonna melt. I'd rather be in a deep dark grave than to know that my poor soul was saved. Living in this world in the house of gold. What good is gold and silver too? Well, if your heart's not pure and true, oh sinner, hear me. Oh, what I say, just fall down on your knees to the Lord. I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and to know that my poor soul was saved and live in this world in the house of gold and in all my heart and lose my soul. They cheat and lie for the wealth and want that it would buy. Don't they know on the judgment day that gold and silver
right.
Gonna melt away. I'd rather
be in a deep dark grave and to know that my poor soul has saved than to live in this world in the house of gold and in all my God.
lift your heart, not your head to. Oh, sinner, hear me. Just what I say. Fall down upon your knees and pray. I'd rather
be
in a deep dark grave
than to know that my Lord's overstayed, and to live in this world in the house.
I'd rather be in a deep dark
grave
and to know that my soul is safe, and to live in this
world in the house of God, then it's not my God. Oh, praise you, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Daryl, come up here, son. Sing us the song tonight.
Bless
Brother Daryl come the last time, didn't get to sing. I want to make it a point for him to sing tonight. I'll help you. You just sing however you want to.
Well, God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me.
Bless Lord.
Coming back again. And he's still alive.
Yeah.
Coming back again. And he's still alive.
He's coming back again.
I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Woke me up this morning.
Well, he's still alive.
Woke me up this morning.
Well, he's still alive.
Oh, he's
woke me up this morning.
He's still alive.
I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet.
I can
feel him all over me. God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead.
He's still alive. Oh,
God's not dead.
Oh,
he's still alive.
I can feel him in my
hand. I can feel him in my
feet.
Feeling all over me, coming back again.
Well, he's still alive.
He's coming back again,
and he's still alive.
He's coming back again,
and he's still alive.
I can feel him in my
hands.
I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all.